For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Under the old covenant, the priest stands and ministers before the altar day after day, offering the same sacrifices again and again, which can never take away sins. But our high priest offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. Then he sat down at the place of honor at God's right hand. There he waits until his enemies are humbled and made a footstool under his feet. For by that one offering he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies that this is so. For he says, "This is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day," says the Lord. "I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he says, "I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds." And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his returning is drawing near. So this morning, that's why, as communion is being offered, because of what Christ has done, we can enter into his presence, fully trusting him. We can come and ask for intervention into our lives. The Lamb of God, who sits at the right hand of God the Father, is there interceding for us. We can come to him. We can come asking for help for every area of our lives, asking for his guidance to be able to live according to his will, asking his Spirit to fill us, to empower us, so that we can live a life of holiness where we love God and we love others. So when you come forward to receive these elements, someone will pray for you, interceding as you seek to live a life of commitment to Christ. Because of Christ, the Lamb of God, we not only have our sins forgiven and new life in him, and can follow him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength, but we also look forward to a future in the very presence of the Almighty God. In Revelation, John refers to Jesus as a lamb 28 times in 18 chapters. And in chapter 19, he writes, "Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a vast crowd or the roar of a mighty ocean waves or the crash of loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people." And in chapter 22:17, we read, "The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let anyone who hears this say, 'Come.' Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires to drink freely from the water of life come to the feast of the Lamb. Come to the feast that God is preparing for those who love him. The Lamb who was once slain lives again. He's gone to prepare a place for those who trust him. He will come again and take us to live eternally in perfect union with Him. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to this table today, we acknowledge, Jesus, that You gave Your life and You have set us free. You were crucified, shedding Your blood for us, the perfect Lamb, forgiving us sins and giving us life. Lord Jesus, as we come now to partake of communion, we come with gratitude. And may we not take what You have done for granted. And taking these elements of bread and juice, may we not only pause to remember what You have done, dying on the cross for our sins, receiving Your forgiveness, but also receive Your Holy Spirit and walk in newness of life in You. Forgive us, cleanse us, and fill us with the power of Your Spirit that we may walk in Your ways. And Lord, serve You in grace and love while we wait for the day when You will come again. In Your precious name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. The communion table is open to everyone who is a follower of Christ. This morning, we'll be serving communion as you come forward. And as I mentioned, we'll provide an opportunity for everyone to be prayed over. There will be 6 stations around the sanctuary. There'll be 2 in the back, there'll be 2 down front here, and then 2 up here on the platform. You can come individually, you can come as a couple, or you can come as a family. What I'd ask you to do is first take the wafer, dip it in the juice, partake of it right there, and then you'll be prayed for. And you can say to that person any kind of request that you would have, and they'll pray for that. Or if you want, they can just pray a general prayer of blessing over you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it. And He said, "This is My body given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And in the same way, after the supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes again."